Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of Coffee and a Good Vibe. You guys, today we're in New York City. So if you're watching on video, we're in a beautiful production studio. We're at Gotham shooting here. It's our studio that we shoot here in Midtown Manhattan. And you know, today we are doing an unplanned solo episode because I've been here for work. I actually tomorrow go to the Hamptons for a really exciting weekend ahead with Alyssa and Sammy Clark, who've also both been on the podcast. We're doing a lot of stuff with a brand called St. James. So I know if you guys listen to my episodes, you know that I have a PR agency and I work with talent and brands. And this has been a really exciting weekend coming, where we're doing this big influencer house, and there's just going to be so many amazing things happening this weekend. But before that, because, you know, coming from LA, I was like, I'm going to do my days in the city before, have work meetings, have a podcast day, interview a bunch of people. We had a cancellation, and, you know, things like that happen. Sometimes, you know, when you are in just in general, right, you could be like having a schedule or having a plan, and you know, you got to be fluid, you got to flow with it, because you know, sometimes things happen that you didn't plan for. You just roll with it, keep the good vibes going, and that's kind of what we're doing today. So we have a podcast shoot day, but our podcast for this slot, you guys are getting me. And you know, whenever we do solos, I always keep it real and speak from the heart. And I don't know, something about being in the studio, I was like, you need to have an outline. It needs to be, you need to have prep for it. You need to know exactly just what you're saying and everything. And you know what? I feel like the best solos come when you are speaking from the heart. So that's what we're going to do today. And what better things to talk about than talking about something that I've been sitting with recently in my journey that has honestly been the most life-changing time of my life. So I feel like since I turned 28 in April this year, and it's the summer right now, I had this whole awakening where I'm questioning everything, and in such a beautiful way. You know, I'm questioning my identity, you know, who the box I put myself in, and asking myself like, hey, Aisha, did you put yourself in this box? Or is this something that society, your environment, your friends, your family, like how they view you, and then the box you placed yourself in as a result of that? Or is that who you are? You know, I think that questioning a lot of the things that I do, that I, of who I am, has been such a beautiful, expansive time for me to really strengthen the relationship with myself and truly discover, you know, who is Aisha? What does she like? And really connecting back to self. And I'm going to kind of tap into what this has done, because truly it's unlocked so much growth on a personal level, a fulfillment level, a purpose level, a business level. And speak from the heart, because I'm going through this right now and it's been the most profound experience I've had so far. And this truly goes into, you know, creating a life by design, creating the life that you are meant to live, that is your God-given birthright to live, and that really makes you feel so fulfilled every day, because it's truly about the feeling, right? Like, you can have X outcome, X objective, X social, like statistics online, but if you don't feel incredible, if you don't feel fulfilled, happy, internally abundant and fulfilled, then you're not going to actually soak up the juice of life. You're not going to be a magnet for the desires and the blessings that are around the corner. And you're not going to attract in the quality relationships that you so deserve, that really make this life experience so enriching and so worthwhile. And that's honestly why I'm always such a big fan of the growth, right? Even with episodes when we have guests, I always go into routines and who you are and what you do daily, because the things that you do daily truly do shape your reality that you live, right? You know, where we invest our time, where we invest our energy, what we feed ourselves, our minds, our bodies really do create the people that we are. And they play such a role in our results out of life. You know, how we show up to life determines what we get out of life. And I always tell myself that, because you can be going through the most wild circumstances or have things that happen to you, but just trusting that it happens for you and this chapter is serving you makes for all the better experience in this beautiful life that we get to live. And I think even just, you know, through myself going through this like personal growth, I'm calling it my healing journey in so many ways. It's painful, it's uncomfortable, but I'm just telling myself throughout it, like, hey, Aisha, like, keep leaning into it, because you're just going to be that much more rewarded throughout it from, you know, leaning into who you truly are. And the crazy thing is, and it's like insane, because like for 28 years of my life, I feel like I haven't explored this side of me. And it's almost like, wow, this version of me has been suppressed for so long. And it's, instead of being like upset about it or wishing I did this before, I'm just like really honoring it and welcoming it for the beauty that uncovering it is giving me right now. And also giving me this story to share. You know, I feel like if you don't go through some of these like past experiences, then you don't have like these beautiful stories and these lessons that make you who you are and you the version that you stand here as today. You know, I know everyone has their own upbringings, their own adversities. And I think instead of sometimes resenting our past or resenting things that have been given to us that maybe it was like a wild ride to get to where you are, I think it's all beautiful and so important, because it made you the you that you are today. And it's making you the you that is gonna start that next business, create that next new reality. And if you don't go through like the part of your life that you're in right now, then you're not gonna get to that next level. And I think it's so much of a loving on all areas of the journey. You know, contrast could be a great thing, because you can't have the goods and feel the goodness of the goods without the lows, right? And I think that when you have the lows and you grow through them, like, you just become a better version. And then those highs feel so freaking rewarding and so great. So going into my own journey, I think that for the longest time, you know, since I was 21, 22, I started coming to LA, and I'm a Canadian. So if you guys didn't know that, I have an episode kind of on my visa journey, because moving from Canada was not an easy feat, especially when your whole family is Canadian and you don't have a right to live in the States, right? You have to get something, you have to get a visa. And there's different types of visas depending on what your purpose is here in the States. Obviously, there are certain visas that Drake and Justin Bieber have because they go on tour, and there's an art O-1 visa for that. There's different qualifications. And I feel like I got a degree in how to get a visa at that age, because I had to educate myself on every layer of the visa journey. And I will say, like, when I went through that visa process, it was about 5 years ago. The rules were very different from 20 years ago. So it's like, I also feel like because it was more recent, being someone who's like always on social media and uses YouTube, there was no information as well that was updated with the visa laws, people's experiences. Like, I feel like we're so lucky to have like the internet at our fingertips. There was not a lot of information for me to, or people who've recently been through that journey of getting a visa. So I have an E2 visa, which is basically, Canada and U.S. have a treaty, and if you are a Canadian and you want to do business in the U.S., you, long story short, you invest, you start a company, an LLC, you invest in your own company, you create a business plan, you have to do everything in order to get that company up to like working order, where it's a competitive business in the landscape of where you're applying for. So I was applying to have this visa for a marketing agency that operates in Los Angeles, and I had an outline of services. I had a 5-year business plan, because 5 years is how long I wanted the visa for. And long story short, after I went through this crazy process, I got my visa. You know, I worked so hard on getting it, and I had my blinders on. You know, when I moved to LA, when I was here setting up my visa in LA. As a Canadian, you were luckily allowed some travel time into the States. And I was hustling at that time. There were so many things I had to do in order to get this, the visa paperwork done, all the things, all the requirements for the visa. And I feel like once I got my visa approved, I was just like, wow, it is go time. Like, I have to fulfill all these things. I had clients I was working with. I was also achieving success too once my business was like really moving and having the momentum. And I was so fulfilled by it. Like, I loved signing new clients and working with brands and working with personal brands and influencers and doing all these cool things that I was technically on my vision board of a business I wanted to have. And I'm really grateful for the business that I have today and really just so grateful every single day. And I also just want to say on a side note, like, when gratitude is your fuel source behind what you are doing in the world, you have an abundant, limitless energy source. And I truly always tell myself that, you know, like, lean on gratitude whenever I'm, trust me, you guys, I get so tired right now. I'm like on my third day in New York. And when I'm in New York, it's moving a mile a minute. You know, you're here for a short time. You have a bunch of meetings. I stack my Google Cal to the brim. If you follow me on Instagram, you know I'm a Google Cal girl. And everything's color-coded. Everything's time-batched. And in New York, I'm like, my Cal's red for me signifies IRL meetings. My Cal is stacked with all like red blocks. And in between, there maybe is like 15 minute increments to walk or Uber to the next meeting. And by the end of the day, I'm like, tax. I'm like, wow, it's 8 p.m. I have only had coffee. I've like been talking my ear off, like all business talk all day. I like, sometimes you just, you feel it, you know. When I get home to LA, I'm like, wow, I feel it. But I'm so grateful because I worked so hard to get to this level in my business. Like, it was always a dream for me to, you know, even like be bi-coastal and come to New York to do work and then go back to LA and have so much momentum in the city and then in LA. And I just think that when I get tired, I always just, I'm so grateful for how hard I've worked to get here and reminding myself like, okay, nothing is guaranteed. You know, this can all be taken away. Just be kind, work hard, and remember your vision, your North Star, because the more you align with that, you're only going to be guided with more continued blessings and opportunities and aligned people. And there'll be tests along the way. They will be, you know, relationships that don't serve you or lessons, but that's all a part of it. And I think welcoming everything in with open arms, being so grateful for all parts of the journey, and then also learning and being a sponge and moving forward and not letting something hold you back, but letting it advance you and you know, knowing that detours are roadblocks in the right direction will always serve. There's so many mental mindset gems that I always enforce in my head because I think that this game of life, you know, it's ever evolving and ever abundant. So it's so important that we're continuously enriching our mind with goodness because it just makes you that much stronger. But long tangent, within this journey of, you know, building this business, being in LA, doing things with Coffee and a Good Vibe, but then the agency and growing, I feel like my whole identity for my early 20s until now has been, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a hustler. Aisha's the girl who hosts events. She is the one who is moving a mile a minute, like maximizes every second of the day. Like, it's this identity that I've been like celebrated for, and nothing bad about it. Like, my parents are like proud that their daughter is a hustler, like living in LA, moved from Canada, like did the thing that she really wanted to do. But it's like, I think that recently I've questioned all that. I'm like, that is what I do, yes, but that's not who I am. Like, I am an entrepreneur. Yes, I have a PR agency. Yes, I do have a podcast I host, but that is not who I am. And connecting back to self on who I am at my core, you know, like when I was a kid, I used to play guitar. I used to go to dance. I used to love to play outside. Like, I love to be in nature. Like, connecting back to those things that like genuinely just bring me so much joy has been the most beautiful process. It's been the most enriching process as well, because you start to really also attract new people and experiences into your life when you lean into those things that bring you so much joy. And I think that society does this a lot, right? Like, it places us in a bucket, and then you almost feel like you have to be in that bucket to be accepted or to be loved. And that is so far from the truth, because from moment to moment basis, we create our reality, we create which story we're choosing, and that creates everything we attract in. And one thing I've been doing, which has been super freeing and fun, is like trying on different hats. You know, like I've been like trying, like, okay, today I'm going to be a yes girl to this, and I'm going to be this version that I don't think I am, and try it on for size and see, like, is this what I vibe with? Is this what I like? Like, oh, let's go to, like, opens a new studio in LA and in Venice. And I was like, let me go to an open breathwork class. Let me go sit on the beach and ground in the sand. Like, let me try like this style of workouts. Let me just embrace one day a fluid schedule where I'm not going by my Google Cal, but maybe I do this. And it's been so cool trying on these different modes of doing life and different modes of like finding things that bring me joy. Because in that journey of like reconnecting with myself and the things that I feel innately I want to do has really connected me back to who I am. And like, it's been such a beautiful process. And in that too, it's bringing so much change. I like all of a sudden, like in LA, it's time to move and or renew my lease. And I'm like, I need to move. Like, I'm craving new space change. I'm craving new outfits. All of a sudden, I like hate my wardrobe because I'm like, wait, this isn't me. I like don't want to do this. Or I in LA, my default is like an aloe set athletic wear all day. And I'm like, no, I want to get ready into a thing that like makes me feel like me. And really uncovering what that is has been so freeing. And on a side note, because we're in New York, I will say like being back here and doing New York as like this version of myself, it's been so cool because I feel like New York's a place where I feel so open to just like do me and really express like who I am, because everyone here is like so in their own lane and no one here cares about what you're doing. And it's such a freeing thing when you're like, wait, no one actually gives a shit. But like when you realize like no one cares, like if you post on social media, if you don't, if you do this, like it's a free thing sometimes to know like no one cares. Like at the end of the day, if you decide like you're gonna start your own brand and you're gonna do this, like do it. It's your life. And I think that sometimes we can live our life trying to be accepted or like in a fear of like judgment of what other people will think. We hold ourselves back. And the truth is like, it's your life and no, it's not going to affect someone else's life, right? Whether you start that business or you leave a relationship to enter a new relationship, or you start hanging out with a new group of friends that like really are your vibe. No one cares. At the end of the day, it's like, how much can you truly like live into the fullest expression of you? And I think we do ourselves a disservice when we mute that voice within. And I have like really finding like so much clarity from leaning into that, because it's allowed me to move with certainty in every area of my life. So all of a sudden, like being this entrepreneur and like having a business, it's been like a more enjoyable experience as the business keeps growing. And as I get more stressed out with things that are new levels, all of a sudden I'm like, wow, okay, like my experience of it all has been more joyful, or like I have boundaries set in. So all of a sudden I'm respected so differently from people I work with. And all of a sudden it's so clear of like, oh, this client's a yes, this opportunity is a yes, this is a hell no, this doesn't align with me, because you're connecting back to self. I feel like when you do this exercise of really leaning inward and like doing the inner work and listening to your intuition, your inner self, you're connected to that source of self, everything becomes clearer. All of a sudden, like the relationships that you have in your life become so clear if it's serving you or if it's not, or if this partner that you are seeking is maybe not in your highest good, or maybe it is in your highest good and you were telling yourself another story. And especially on like the business front, like I continue to like have so much clarity, and it's even faster for me to know right away, like, oh, this opportunity is a hell yes. This client's a yes. Yes, I see this business opportunity here. I'm going to take this opportunity and say no to this one. The more we are in touch with self and creating that relationship and nurturing it on a daily basis, it just transfers over into every other area of our lives. And, you know, in the Jesse Israel episode that you guys will, if it's out, I'm going to link it in the show notes to this one. But that one is so profound because it really hit. We recorded it last week in LA, and that episode hit me on so many levels because his whole journey was such a reflection of doing the inner work. You know, he acclaimed so much success at a young age through selling, for signing the music artist MGMT. And if you know, you know, MGMT was so big back in the day, and he signed them, and, you know, he had this inner calling, inner whisper, and to lead the mass meditations that ended up being The Big Quiet and getting recognized by Oprah and having all the success, and is essentially what he's doing right now to this day. And he brought him to LA. Like, if he would have numbed who he is and stayed with MGMT and like, well, doing the artist, the management world, and kind of staying in that lane, he would have blocked his blessings from all the abundance that came in and all the impact that's so fulfilling as well of what he did with The Big Quiet. And although it was scary, like you're leaving something that has so much financial security and you're also getting so much recognition and success by not only your loved ones, but like social media and like people who just see you online and probably his love life, like dating, you're probably getting all this light to leave that and to have this infinite faith and trust that there's something beyond, there's something greater, there's something more that you're meant to be doing in the world. Leaning into that wholeheartedly, I'm sure it's scary, but you're so rewarded when you do take that action. And you'll hear that in the episode, like, you can take that action. I'm not saying like, oh, right away, the next day he meets Oprah and then he goes on tour. It doesn't work like that. But like the more you are saying yes to the growth and discomfort, you get rewarded along the way. And for everyone, it's different, right? It could be, you know, you're starting something new and in a month it takes off, or maybe 3 years. It's like with Coffee and a Good Vibe, I've been doing this podcast show for like 6 years. And now I feel like it's really hitting this point where a lot of the things that I've been manifesting to create with this podcast and these events and these guests have all been like really coming into fruition. You know, like I have a vision of doing this event and then the panel lines up, or like the venue for me, it's been like a venue thing of like trying to find the perfect venues that can accommodate the amount of people. Those opportunities just open up, and it's almost like the portals open up when you meet the universe halfway in that process. So just trusting that the universe always delivers, and we are always supported on that path when we pursue it and take action. So I also want to put some mental reframes before I go into some practices you can do daily to strengthen this. And that is just to know that, you know, are you willing to see all obstacles as detours in the right direction? Ask yourself that and make that mental switch when you are faced with something that isn't serving. Be like, you know what? This is meant to be in my path. That's what I've been doing even with this whole journey I've been on. I've been like, wow, I wish I started living like this a little bit earlier. I wish I would in my early 20s when I was like really like I was just riding this wave of like hustle, hustle, hustle culture. I feel like there's a better way to hustle, which is what I'm learning now. Like, okay, there's a fluidity to it. There's a flow. There's some feminine energy you can infuse into your business that will just make you feel more connected to self. And in that pursuit, I show like you will also achieve the same amount of success. Because the crazy thing is like the more I'm leaning in, to this version, or like to have more grace to myself, or to have more fluidity and flow and embrace, like my connect back to my feminine energy. The business has not slowed down. In fact, you end up attracting way more things. Things flow at a beautiful way. And because you almost like, you know, when we think on our one linear path, when we think like it has to happen this way, I have to meet this person at this spot, I have to go to this school to get this opportunity, it never works out like that. You know, the universe, God, spirit, whoever you believe in, always has a plan for you that is far greater than you can even understand. And I think the more we trust and we have a deep surrender with the way we approach our life, we can open ourselves up to the infinite abundant blessings that are around us. But I think that we truly, and I'm speaking to the choir myself when I say this, we block our blessings, right? When we are so fixated on that one way of it happening. Like I have to meet, like even with dating, it's like I have to meet this person this way and that's the only way it's going to happen. Like, no, it's actually probably going to happen when you least expect it, or when you're just like living your life and being you to the fullest. That's probably when you'll meet the right person for you. Or, you know, after you've kind of gone through a couple levels of growth, like even for me, I'm like, wow, I'm so grateful for where I'm at right now in my life, because if I was in a committed relationship, maybe I wouldn't have been going through this like journey that I'm on right now with like dating myself and like getting really comfortable in my own energy and, you know, doing things like taking myself out to dinners and like enjoying this time. Like you can do that at any phase, but I just feel like, you know, it's all aligned and everyone's journey and timeline looks different. So another thing is never compare. This is another mindset shift is, you know, always cultivate the abundance mindset with how you live your life, because we all have different stories. We also never know what we see on Instagram, right? We never know the full story. I feel like that whenever I connect with people one-to-one and have a heart-to-heart, sometimes you think their life is one way online and then you hear a little bit more context and you just never know. So always just never coming from a place of judgment, but meeting everyone you meet with so much love and compassion, because you never know, and being kind to everyone you meet, no matter like for no reason at all. Like that's my biggest thing. Especially when I moved to LA, I was like, people should just be really nice to everyone because we're all going through it. We're all doing the best we freaking can every single day. So just be kind to everyone. But with how you can view comparison, all of a sudden, like when you go through these shifts, the way that I love to see it is when I see someone who's crushing, which is like, I feel like everyone around me is crushing in LA and New York. And I'm so grateful for these people who are showing up in my reality because they're expanders. You know, when you see someone online, or maybe like, yeah, maybe they're not in your physical environment, but you see them online, like, and you see them crushing and doing something that maybe you aspire to do, be so grateful that you discovered them. You know, they're an expander for you, showing you what is possible and what you're capable of. Don't view it as like, oh, it must be nice, or they had this, that's why it was so easy. Like, look at that and be so inspired and let that guide your own way of how you're going to create your vision into the world. Because everything is possible. Nothing is not possible. Everything is possible. And it's just about, you know, if we're willing to continue to show up for ourselves and lean in to everything that we know that we can do. So another note on the other gem that I want to leave is all relationships are assignments for growth. All relationships are assignments for growth in every way. You know, I feel like I've been going through this, I think, with business, like understanding like not every client has been the right client, but there's been so many lessons in that. And instead of resenting it, and even in a personal relationship, you know, if you were in a romantic relationship that didn't work out, like never resent it. Be so grateful for it, because it just brought you to the version that you are, brought you closer to, you know, the right opportunities business-wise, or the right partner. It just trusting and having infinite faith that all of these things are serving your growth and expansion. And even another question you can ask is, you know, what did I do to maybe even entertain that? to provoke that action in another person, like flipping the flashlight back on ourselves. It's such a practice. Oh my gosh. Like when someone wrongs you, or maybe someone does something that in a personal relationship that hurts you, you know, maybe flipping that flashlight back on yourself and saying, you know, what did I do within my own actions that provoke this action in someone else? What boundaries did I not have up? What, maybe what attention or things were you doing that maybe didn't make them feel safe, or whatever the context is, flipping it back on ourselves, because then that it's all our own internal growth game, you know, especially in work. I'm always like, well, what boundaries did I have that allowed this action to happen? You know, and I think when we flip it that way, we're the one who wins from that relationship in so many ways, because we end up growing as a result of it. And another note I just want to say is, you know, with this like journey of life that we're all on, you know, it's all a beautiful thing. So whenever you're feeling like maybe you're off, or maybe it is, you know, you're having one of those days, it's so normal and it's so okay to give yourself grace and to trust that everything is unfolding for you in divine timing. And the more you can just be at peace with everything and make all your internal game so strong and so pure and so calm and so much bliss, it'll continue to project in your external world, because our internal world, right? Our external world is a reflection of our internal world. And whenever I hear that, I'm like, okay, it just reinforces to continue to lean inward. And I just want to leave you guys with some practices that I really believe serve. You know, with growing and creating the space, I think that it's such a beautiful thing, and like to continue to lean into it. And I know if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably of that same ethos of like wanting to grow, wanting to get uncomfortable. It's so crazy, because like for me, it's like my innate mood now. Like if I'm comfortable, I'm like, okay, let's go, girl. What are you? So I'm always feeling that way, which is so crazy. If I'm in LA, like I'm constantly here in New York, and I feel like New York has been the constant, like such a big up level for me, because when I'm here, I'm like exposed to other people who are moving at such a fast pace. And I just am so here for the growth. Like, you know, I love to go on a, it's like, why do we love to go on a cold plunge, right? Because we love that discomfort. We love the resilience that it builds and how you feel after. I think it takes a certain type of people to be like willing to continue to be this way. And it's a great thing, and to lean on it. And if you're trying to get comfortable with doing the uncomfortable, then I want you to listen to Coffee and a Good Vibe, listen to this podcast, and start to lean inward to that and trusting like, okay, you know what? This is all like the more it's like a muscle, right? The more you start like flexing it and like leaning into discomfort, you will be rewarded. And then when you start getting the benefits of that, you actually are even more incentivized to do it. Like every time I like have an opportunity, even like to like lean into something that is uncomfortable, I'm like, oh, when you do it, I show you will be rewarded. You will be rewarded. You will be rewarded. So all the mental reframes. But on a daily basis, I want to leave you guys with a couple things that I recommend doing daily that has been really big shifts for me. So even when I'm traveling, I think that like a routine is so important. You know, being in New York a lot, I feel like I am a creature of habit. Coming here, I love to have, it's awesome because I do keep the routine to the best of my ability. I will say my sleep isn't the best. I've been like obviously moving really fast, but I still hit my non-negotiables. I wake up. If it looks different, like my meditation, I'm telling you, is not like my LA meditation right now. It is funky sometimes. Like this morning, I was like, I had 5 minutes to kind of like sit with myself, collect myself. Then I had to like run out the door, and then the whole day it's like back to back. So that's what it looks like, you know, that day. Today, it looked like a 5-minute meditation and a really quick prayer, hands to heart, praying to whoever you believe in, because I just enforce the practice and I really encourage this, but praying to a higher power and asking for support with what you need, which can look different every day or the season of life that you're in. saying a prayer. No, I did not journal today, didn't have time. But, you know, keeping these practices that have been a staple in my routine, even when I'm traveling, have served so much. Going to the gym, and like when I'm traveling, I know I'm not eating the, like, especially when I'm here, it's like you're not eating the same kind of like I'm not eating as consistently because I'm running around, but still, like, going to the gym, moving my body did so much good for me. And I think that the more you can start to implement these practices into your life, which I will kind of high level speak on this podcast, will strengthen so much like a muscle, where like when you don't do it, you feel off, so you do it. And a couple just things that I will say off the bat is, if you're not creating space for yourself on a daily basis, number one is to find some sort of solitude time for you. I was even saying this to my client, Alexa, yesterday. You know, she's in her early 20s. Amazing. Shout out to Alexa. Like, such an amazing brand she has. Like, she's growing such an amazing audience online and just finished school, but navigating the whole influencer world, starting her own business. And, you know, a lot of people in her life are telling her, like, go apply for a job. Like, you just finished school. Like, that's the traditional path. But she feels an inner whisper to do so much more. And obviously, me being an entrepreneur and working with her on the brand side, I'm like, there's so much potential and growth and scale I see. And the one thing I've been telling her, it's like, at the end of the day, the only person who's doing the action is you. So in order to connect to your intuitive voice that's guiding you, create the space for yourself. Because especially when I was her age and like I had everyone around me being like, stay in Canada, don't go to LA, don't start a business there, like building, like all these things, it's all from a place of love. Like, everyone in your life who's doing that, it's just coming from a place of love. But at the end of the day, like, if I listened to that voice, I wouldn't be here right now. So creating that solitude space for you to sit with yourself, be with yourself, listen to your thoughts, and really strengthen that intuitive voice. But in order to like let that voice come so loud and clear, it's a muscle. You gotta create that space on a consistent basis. Number two, journal, 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 journal. I think that like journaling, I'm so big on this. I talk about it a lot. But when you can have a blank canvas to write on, you can allow your thoughts to articulate. And something about pen to paper, like, thank you to Sahil Bloom, I now like carry a notebook around and I write down things when I'm in meetings. And I also feel like I retain it way better. I just write down notes as I'm like, yeah, just like, especially in New York, I actually have been loving this because I will be running around all day and it's way lighter than a laptop to write notes on. And I will write out just things that I need to recap on and meetings, downloads that come through throughout the day. And I actually like end up having them in my head. I still do this, like notes on my phone. This is way better. Pen to paper, it hits different. I'm telling you, pen to paper, your emotions articulate different. And when it's blank, I know there's a lot of journals out there that I love and I use, but I really like blank because then I can just let it flow. Let it rip. Number three, prayer. I'm a huge fan of surrendering and giving it over to a higher power because I truly believe that we are so supported in this life. And when we lean on the infinite faith of a higher power, we are so supported in every single area. And I believe it helps. And it's such a humble act to surrender and to give it over because we're not alone in this life, even when you feel like it. Number four, gratitude. Like I said in the beginning, like being fueled by gratitude, a source that is so abundant, and it's such a crazy energy source of gratitude that will always, always keep you going. And number five, I will say, is movement. Movement has been my form of meditation and movement. So number five, I will say, is meditation, you know, sitting and creating space for yourself to like allow your thoughts to come through. If you listen to my other podcast, you know that I'm the biggest fan of, I'm the biggest, biggest, biggest fan of visualization meditations, because in order to physically live the life that you desire, you have to see it first. And I think that the more you can marinate into the feelings, the thoughts, the vibrations, the taste, the smell, like how much more vivid you can get, the better, because your mind has to get there before you physically do. And that's a law of attraction principle with visualization. it's one of them. It's been like the biggest tool for me to manifest and create the life that I'm living. Obviously, I put in crazy work, but if you don't believe and see the vision, then how are you going to have that clarity to even create that life in the 3D? And I think that visualizing has been so helpful, especially in like sports. I started doing visualization when I started competing when I was like back in university, and I felt like it was the biggest tool because it just allowed me to feel the play before I was there. And now that I'm an entrepreneur, I literally apply it to my work life. I will see myself visualizing going through the day, especially when I have like an event or if I'm speaking somewhere. I will visualize how I make the audience feel. You know, if you know what you're wearing, if you know how you're gonna like be presented, visualizing everything to a T. Because then when you get there, it's like you're already there. It's already played out in your head. And I'm telling you, it always goes even better when that moment hits. So meditation, visualization, meditation is my personal favorite, as I've said. And number six is movement, daily movement. And especially with my journey I've been on right now, my movement has been looking different every day. And I'm kind of loving it. Like, I've always been someone who loves to weight train. I'm a huge fan on weight training and bodybuilding, especially as a female. I think it's so important for, you know, muscle and just building a machine. But I lately have been like flirting with the idea of like not overtraining and like actually taking a beach walk some days and trying a yoga class or trying different things. But I've noticed like if I don't move my body every single day, for me, I really need it for mental clarity. I like it for an energy burst. Like even this morning at the gym, I just knew like hitting the weights would not be beneficial and like my body was not feeling good with it. And I've been weight training every day and I was like, I'm going to go on the treadmill and run because I felt like I needed to let out energy and just calm my mind. And that's what hit for me. And I think that movement is such a, for me, at least, like if you're like my type of personality, for me, I get a lot of clarity. I also get a lot of ideas. I think better throughout the day. I just feel better. I make better decisions with what I choose to eat. I just really am a fan of movement for so many benefits, but movement that is what feels good to you. I've been like flirting with this idea a lot of doing the workouts that really make me feel great, you know, and finding what that looks like for you starts with just doing the thing, you know, starting small. So those are my ending notes for the principles that I would also like, the action items I would add into your life if you don't already do them, or adding them in a different way, expanding on them, continuing to enforce them. And I'm going to end this podcast here because this was a solo that just, I had my like journal of notes that I like knew that were stemming with me recently that I journaled even like when I was doing my evening journal last night, but letting it rip has been really cool. Letting it rip, because clearly I was meant to do a solo today and not have this guest, and we have a guest next, so I'm really excited to now get my interview hat on, but truly so grateful for this community and everything it is becoming. I have a huge vision for it. As you know, I visualize everything I want to create for this brand. And if you made it to the end of the episode, it would mean the world if you could share this episode with a friend. You know, it helps this community grow in a really authentic, meaningful way when you share the link with someone who you think would love it. You know, or screenshot your phone on whatever platform you're listening on, post on your story and tag Coffee and a Good Vibe. Share the link if you want. And it really helps the show reach more people and it means the world. So I love you guys so much and I will talk to you guys in the next one.